Good afternoon. As usual, this is Thomas Birtel from Vienna calling, and it's my pleasure to present our first 9 months figures of the year 2016 to you. As usual, we start with page 3 of our presentation with regard to the development of our top line. We generated an output volume of almost 9.6 billion euros in the first 9 months of this year, which is corresponding to a decrease of 7% over the previous year. Declines were registered primarily in the countries of the CE region, including Slovakia, Hungary, Poland, the Czech Republic, and in Russia, where the figure had already been low from the beginning of the year. In the other countries, as you might recall, we had a very strong year in 2015. The consolidated group revenue fell by 6% and amounted to 8.9 billion euros. A positive perspective is offered by the development of our order backlog. It increased by 9% on the year to reach almost 15 billion euros on the end of September 2016. While several building construction and transportation infrastructure projects in Germany contributed to a plus of 30% in this most important single market of STRABAG, declines were registered in Eastern Europe, for instance, in Russia again and in Romania, as well as in Scandinavia, before all in Denmark. In the Americas region, however, we more than doubled our order backlog thanks to a huge single project which we took in our order books in the second quarter of this year. Let's now come to the result development. Our EBITDA, shown on page 4 of the presentation, improved by 12% in the first 9 months and amounted to more than 450 million euros, in part due to the absence of burdens from large-scale projects as well as improved earnings in the Southeast European markets. However, this figure also includes earnings in the amount of almost 28 million euros from the sale of a minority shareholding related to the acquisition of the minority interest in our subsidiary Züblin AG in Germany. This amount cannot be assigned to the operating business, and we already reported about that when talking about our half-year's figures. The thereby adjusted EBITDA would come to 422.58 million euros, which is 5% above the comparable level after 9 months in 2015. Our depreciation and amortization was reduced by 5%, especially thanks to the sale of the equipment of our hydraulic engineering business. The EBIT thus amounted to almost 176 million euros, which is a plus of 52%. Adjusted for the above-mentioned non-operating effect, the EBIT would still have amounted to more than 148 million euros, which would again be a plus of 28%. Our EBIT margin after the first 9 months amounted to 2.0% and adjusted by the special effect I mentioned before to 1.7%, and this was considerably or is considerably better than after the first 9 months in 2015, where we reached a margin, an EBIT margin on revenue of 1.2%. Let's now come to our earnings per share and the page number 5 of the presentation. Our net interest income changed little versus last year, with minus 13 million compared to minus 14 million the year before. Given the strong increase on the EBIT level I mentioned before, this resulted in a 60% increase in the EBT, which amounted to 162.6 million euros. After income tax of 57.7 million and a tax rate of 35.5%, the earnings after taxes amounted to 104.9 million euros after 63.54 million in the comparison period of the previous year. In the second quarter, we acquired all the minority interest of Züblin AG in Stuttgart. Taking into consideration the remaining minority interest of just 560,000 euros versus 5.2 million in the previous year, our net income after minorities reached 104.34 million in light of the 102,600,000 outstanding shares. This corresponds to EPS of 1 euro 2 euro cent, which is an increase of 79% over the last year's figure after 9 months, amounting to 57 euro cents per share. We now have a look at our balance sheet, and I would like to ask you to show it up on page six of the presentation. The balance sheet total fell by 4% and amounted to 1.2 billion from 1.7 billion on the 31st of December last year. The figure was greatly influenced by the regular seasonal increase of trade receivables and the reduction of the minority interest with a corresponding decrease in cash and cash equivalents. You can see that on the liabilities or equity side under the non-controlling interests and on the asset side under cash and cash equivalents. This was also the reason why the net cash position of 1,094 million euros at year's end turned into a net debt of 57 million euros at the 30th of December. By the way, on the 30th of December last year, the net debt position amounted to more than 100 million euros. The acquisition of the minority interest in Züblin had only a minor impact on our equity ratio. This fell back slightly to 30% from 31% on the 31st of December last year. The equity ratio on the 30th of September 2015 had been reported at 29.7% and hence was even lower than this year. Let's have a look at our cash flow. We give the key figures on page number 7 of the presentation. The cash flow from operating activities at minus 569.94 million euros was significantly deeper in negative territory than in the first 9 months of the previous year. This development was influenced particularly by the significantly higher increase of the working capital, which due to a high level, an extraordinary high level of advances had been unusually low on the 31st of December 2015. Our cash flow from investing activities, meanwhile, stood at minus 243 million. This decrease by 36% versus the first 9 months of the previous year came in response to stronger investments in property, plant, and equipment, as well as especially through the purchase of the TechGate Vienna property near the Strabag headquarters in Vienna. We reported about this acquisition when presenting our half-year's figures to you. The cash flow from financing activities settled at minus 422 million after minus 83 million, driven especially by the acquisition of the remaining shares of Züblin AG in Germany. The bond issue in the previous year had contributed to a positive cash flow, and this event did not take place in the year under report. All in all, we reached nearly the same cash position at the end of September as at the end of September 2015. I would now like to draw your attention to the development of our three operational segments. The first one is North and West, comprising our key market of Germany, Poland, Scandinavia, and the Benelux states. I would also like to point out that the one-off effect I mentioned at the beginning of the presentation is not included in any of the operational segments because we consider that to be a non-operating profit, which means no one of the three segments comprises the 28 million profit out from the sale of the mentioned minority shareholding in connection with takeover of the remaining shares of Züblin. The output volume of the first and the most important, the biggest segment of the company, reached almost 4.2 billion in the first 9 months of 2016, which means a minus of 4% versus the high level of the previous year. We registered declines among other places in Germany, as well as in Poland and Sweden. The negative development is for a part due to the less favorable weather in the first 3 months of the year, but can also be explained by the relatively high output volume in 2015, especially in Poland. The EBIT at minus 8.4 million after minus 52 million euros last year was significantly less deep in negative territory because hydraulic engineering projects were no longer a burden and because of a huge loss-making transportation infrastructure project which we had to take up in the accounts last year and which was situated in the Netherlands. The order backlog, on the other hand, increased considerably and amounted to more than 7 billion euros, which means a gain of 24% over the comparison value from the 30th of December 2015. Considerable new orders were registered in Sweden and Benelux, but the strong increase in the overall volume of orders came almost exclusively from Germany with a plus of 35%. When we have a look at the outlook for the complete fiscal year of 2016, we consider that the output volume in this segment is expected to settle slightly below the previous high level of 6.2 billion. The German building construction and civil engineering business should continue to contribute positively to both output, volume and earnings. The dynamic situation of this market makes it necessary to focus on effective staff loyalty and recruiting measures. In transportation infrastructures, STRABAG also expects an overall positive outlook for the coming years, especially given the investments of more than 265 billion euros planned by the federal German government until the year 2030. Our order backlog and the volume of new orders at the end of the third quarter is already considerably above the previous year's figures. The Polish construction sector has been undergoing a significant recovery since the year 2014. The volume of public sector tenders in 2016 had been expected to reach about 4.1 billion this year, comparable to last year's level. But tenders for these projects are only slowly getting underway and have come to a complete standstill in the third quarter, which was a surprise to us. Thanks to the good order backlog, however, the output volume for 2016 has already been secured through existing contracts in this market. The upward trend in the construction sector in Scandinavia is continuing. We now come to our second biggest segment, which is South and East, comprising our home market of Austria, Switzerland, and the Central and Eastern European countries in building construction and transportation infrastructures. The output volume of this segment fell by 11% and amounted to 2.9 billion euros in the first 9 months. Most of this decline is accounted for by Slovakia, Hungary, and the Czech Republic, all markets which had shown in considerable growth rate last year. Although the output volume in Russia, which had already been at a low level, also declined once more. The EBIT of the sector decreased in line with the output volume development, which means a decrease by 11%. This figure had been at a relatively high level last year due to aperiodic income from an agreement related to a large construction project following completion in Azerbaijan, but I would like to point out that the EBIT margin also in 2016 remains on the same high level, which means 4.2%, which is an extremely good figure for mere construction activities. The order backlog of the segment had shown a negative trend during the first two quarters. In the third quarter, however, the negative development could be contained at minus 5%. Satisfactory developments were registered inter alia in Austria, Hungary, and Serbia. In each of these three markets, one new large-scale project was added to the order books. In Austria, for instance, the widening of the A1 motorway between Matlansdorf and Pöschlan. In Hungary, the construction of a 51-kilometer railway section between Budapest and Estergom. And in Serbia, the country's first IKEA store. Considerable declines, on the other hand, were registered again, especially in Russia, here due to a cancelled order and a reduced order level in industrial construction, as well in Romania, which was a very strong market last year. With regard to the outlook of the segment, one can state that based on the development of the order backlog, the output volume is expected to decline year on year to 4.1 billion euros. Austria, which is the largest market of the segment, can be described as stable. The increase of the order backlog, which shows a plus of 6%, is due especially to building construction activities in Vienna. Despite the obvious need for renovation work on lower tier roads, an improvement of the market for transportation infrastructures in Austria is still not in sight. Hungary had reported an unusually high output volume in transportation infrastructures during the previous year. Following declines in the double-digit percentage range in the intervening period, we are now confident of again growing the output volume in Hungary in the coming year. Large infrastructure projects with EU co-financing are currently still up for tender in Slovakia. The relatively high volume of tenders, however, is leading to higher prices for subcontractor services. There's also a shortage of skilled labor in this country. At the same time, construction sector competitors are estimating their bidding prices near the limit of profitability. This is, by the way, also true in the Czech Republic. The Swiss construction market remains hotly contested, especially in the building construction business. Southeast Europe, despite isolated growth opportunities, has been affected by a lower level of tendering activity and, as a result, by more aggressive competition. In Russia, the same scenario prevails as before. Restrictive loan granting from banks for private investment projects, as well as state budget cuts in response to the oil price level development. The low market demand continues to affect the country's construction sector, even if the postponed investments could lead to revived demand in the medium term of the future. Let's now come to page 10 of our presentation, which gives the key figure for the third of our segments, which is the International and Special Divisions segment, comprising our tunneling activities, the real estate development business, concessions, and raw materials. The output volume of the segment shrank by 6% and amounted to almost 2.2 billion euros in the first 9 months. The decline was especially strong in Italy and in our non-European markets. EBIT stayed relatively stable at 53 million after 54 million euros of profit last year due to a number of contrary effects related to various large projects. The EBIT margin could even be slightly improved to 2.7%. The order backlog of almost 4.4 billion euros remained stable due to the acquisition of a big mine project in Chile worth about 400 million euros. With the exception of Germany, this figure, which means the order backlog figure, fell back in all other larger markets. With regard to the outlook of the segment, one can state that it is expected to generate a slightly declined output volume of 3.2 billion euros in the segment this year, a positive contribution to the earnings, albeit not to the same extent as last year, is again expected to come from our property and facility services business. Despite expectations of a considerable revenue reduction from the largest client, new clients such as Vodafone, Huawei, or Telefonica joined the customer base in late 2015 and during the first quarter of 2016. Clearly, satisfactory business has been registered in real estate development again, which is continuing to contribute very strongly to both output volume and earnings. An uninterrupted positive trend could again be observed on the German real estate market in the first 9 months. In the project development business, we are active not only in Germany, but also in Austria, in Poland, in Romania, and as of recently, in Luxembourg. Moreover, we should be in a position to expand our strong market position in residential project development in Austria, following the increase of our stake in Raiffeisen Evolution from 20 to 100%, which we announced in the third quarter. The tunneling business in the core markets like Switzerland remains hotly contested with a hard-to-understand price level at times. For this reason, we are focusing increasingly on bids in Northern Europe and also in non-European markets, although price pressure can be observed here as well. The situation is similar for the concession business, for instance, public-private partnerships. Owing to the oil price development, infrastructure projects have been scarce and competition has increased considerably in our core markets of the Middle East and also in parts of Africa. The construction materials business exhibits differing trends from country to country. Interesting perspectives are again to be seen in our special pipe checking activities, before all in the South Southeast Asian region and our specialty of erecting test track construction works for the automotive industry. With the beginning of 2016, we merged our services in the field of intelligent infrastructure solutions in our subsidiary Strabag Infrastructure and Safety Solutions GmbH. The order backlog of this company can be described as extremely satisfactory, and the entity is working to capacity. I come to the end of my presentation with regard to our guidance or outlook for the rest of the year and the full year. 9 months into the current financial year, we remain very confident of our forecast. We should still be able to reach our target EBIT margin of 3% in 2016, even when not taking into account the non-operating profit of 28 million I mentioned at the beginning of my presentation. So we are confident of being able to hold this level for a long-term time frame. Looking at the figures for the first 3 quarters, we recognize 2 trends that characterize the situation. On the one hand, revenue was down, and we will not be able to fully recoup this loss before year's end. On the other hand, the volume of orders was considerably up. We are set to enter the new year with a comfortable cushion of orders on the books, particularly in our core market of Germany, where we are the market leader. We can therefore expect our revenue to grow with the market also in the future. I thank you for your interest and attention, and I am confident that I will be able to report positive progress for the end of the complete year as well. Now I'm open for eventual questions. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we will begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star followed by one. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star followed by two. Should you be using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selections. Anyone who has a question may press star followed by one at this time. 1 moment for the first question, please. First question comes from line of Tobias Loskamp of HSBC. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, good afternoon. Just have 4 brief questions. Maybe I just list the one after the other. Firstly, the strong order backlog that you're citing in Germany, is that, would you say, rather market-driven, or is it mainly market share-driven? Then I was wondered, in North and West, the order backlog is up 24%. You know, can you give us an idea of, you know, how fast this could add to sales growth? I mean, is it something that you can enjoy over, let's say, 2 years, or is it something that will lead to continuous 5% growth over the next 3 or 4 years from your point of view? Then I was wondering, the equity results have been quite strong in the quarter and also for the 9 month period versus the last year. Can you remind us of what has contributed here? And finally, if you can give us an update of your assessment on the Polish situation, you know, when could we see an uptick in the tendering activity for EU-funded projects? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Loskamp. Well, with regard to the situation in Germany, I would characterize the development of our order backlog market-driven, because if I would say it would be market share-driven, in my understanding, that would mean that we would offer more aggressively than in the past, which is not the case, because we want to safeguard the results quality of our order backlog or the profitability of our business, which means that we clearly weight result before quantity or output. But I believe that especially with regard to our activities in transportation infrastructures, this is at least a mid-term perspective for improvement, because we just see the first steps for increasing activities in the road construction sector, especially in West Germany. The West German authorities do have their problems to bring tenders into the markets because of a shortage of technical skills or labor workforce in their administration, and they try to cope with that scarcity and I expect that that will lead to increasing tender numbers also in the midterm, which is at least true for three to five years. With regard to our equity results, this is driven by our stake with joint ventures, construction joint ventures, or Arbeitsgemeinschaften, as we call it in Germany, and to a certain extent it has to do with claims for cost which we have taken up in previous periods, and second factor is that we have definitely less joint ventures producing losses and hence contributing negatively to our equity results. With regard to Poland, we are confident as there are tenders in the market and we have a cushion of contracts which is quite satisfactory. We are quite positive that the situation will again improve in the fourth quarter or at least at the beginning of next year. The weakness I characterized in my presentation was especially true for the third quarter. So we still believe that the Polish authorities do have a lot of plans for the infrastructure. And as you might recall from our previous presentations, we are especially vigilant with regard to the development of private construction investments, because we consider Poland to be a very interesting private market as well, and we have to be a little vigilant because of the political development. Till today, we do not see a negative trend in the private sector. We are very confident that our real estate development business, which now comprises three projects, is running very much according to plan. And we keep our fingers crossed that we will not see a development which could be comparable to Hungary, where it is clearly the case that private investment ambitions have been sharply cut by the activities of the Hungarian government, and we now clearly focus on public contracts in this market. But for Poland, I'm still much more positive also for the private investment side.
Okay, then just a follow-up. The nice increase in the order backlog in North and West of 24%, I mean, obviously this doesn't lead to more, probably doesn't lead to 24% higher sales next year, but what is, with the capacity that you have, what is the sales growth that the organization can cope with, and what is, a rather realistic figure? What can you give us a ballpark here?
Well, it is true that not all of the contracts right now in order backlog will necessarily lead to higher output already next year, because some of the major projects run at least 2 to 3 years. But I expect a considerable increase for the segment already for next year. And as I tried to point out, we are continuously working on our resources, especially on the labor resources. So we have already, in Germany, we have already 400 more people on our payroll than they had last year. The aim is to have a final plus of about 1,000 collaborators more than we had before the beginning of the investment initiative of the German government. And that means that I could imagine to produce or to have a level in the German road construction business, which is about 800 to 1 billion euros more than it was in normal times. And that would then be a figure which could be feasible for several years, given the long time frame of the German federal investment plan.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Luska.
Next question comes from line of Daniel Leo of Erste Group. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. I would like to follow up on the German development. Maybe could you provide us with an value of that you currently roughly see on the German market in terms of tender volume? And would you be able to classify how this tender volume could develop towards 2017?
Well, that is difficult to predict. As I pointed out, the plus of 24% has been produced by a plus of 35% for the segment in Germany, and this to the major proportion is being thanks to the development in transportation infrastructures. We have a very good business in building construction, but it was already on a very high level the years before, and hence the growth rates there are not as strong as in transportation infrastructure, where we had, let's say, more or less normal times until the year 2015, which means it is a higher double-digit figure. I could imagine that this double-digit growth would at least continue to be present next year. And as from the year 2018 onwards, I still expect some growth, but of course it would slow down a little bit given the basis effect of the then reached higher level. Absolute figures are difficult to predict because 265 billion euros is not just roads, it's not just motorways, it is all the infrastructure in Germany. And this is a figure which has to be allocated over 16 years, but it definitely is the sustainable level of investing activities in Germany will be much higher than in 2016, already showing some growth, and it will also be higher than in 2017, where we will only be seeing the first output produced thanks to tenders being awarded in 2016. So I think a first, let's say, new year of transportation infrastructure activities in Germany will probably be the year 2018, and this is a rather long time horizon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but backlog should be building up already yes. along the way. Yeah,
yes, definitely, and it will continue to do so also the next year.
I'm sure you've done your calculations when looking at the 265 billion of total investments for the German market. For how much of this investment total would you see Strabag to qualify?
That's a very difficult question. I could answer it in another way, probably. It is our ambition to produce an annual figure of about 3 billion for Strabag in road construction alone. This is a figure which we have in mind, and this is very much above the level which we have seen until last year, and it will also be considerably above the level which we will be seeing this year and also still 2017. But 3 billion is a guess which could be feasible with regard to let's say the overall increase of investments there, but it is we can't make a good separation between the federal plans, and we should not forget that also municipal employers are very important for our business, and also the federal states have of course a big share of investments in Germany as well.
So this 3 billion would relate to what exactly? Your share of road construction output or backlog for Germany alone?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then also one question related to Germany. Everybody is now looking at Germany. Everybody sees, of course, strong growth rates and most interesting market. How difficult is it currently to really find skillful workers that, of course, everybody is looking for to prepare for these tenders? And how do you see the price developments for these skilled workers? And what about subcontractor costs? Do you see increasing subcontractor costs already now due to the increase in project activity, or is there any way idle capacity on the market so there's no price pressure at the moment?
No, I definitely see the amount of idle capacities in the German construction sector going down, although we should not forget that the importance of subcontractors in the road construction segment is much lower than in the building construction segment. General contractors in building construction make use of a lot of subcontractors, and the majority of their output is being produced with the help of subcontractors. The contrary is true for road construction. There, the vast majority of the output is being produced by own resources. And as I pointed out before, it is our ambition to hire about 1,000 more skilled workers than was the normal level of normal years until 2015. Out of this 1,000 workers, which is, I believe, an ambitious but realistic figure, we have already hired about 400. It is a scarce resource because everybody is well on the way, and of course we do a lot with regard to our efforts of improved employer branding. We offer a lot of possibilities to being further trained. I think the wage and salary level, of course, will be going up, although in Germany this is always a reasonable development because we have a very constructive relationship with our trade unions. And we should not forget that we are also aiming at better effectiveness of our construction processes thanks to our digitalization initiative and thanks to our lean construction efforts, which means that we should be in a position to produce more with the same amount of people we have. So I hope that we will be in a position to attire more people, as it is our ambition, and that we will be able to produce more thanks to more lean production methods and to a much more effective construction process thanks to progress in the digitalization field of activities.
Okay, maybe one short follow-up to the potential cost pressure for the coming years. Would you expect that the growing competition for the German market will lead to strongly increased staff price inflation going forward?
Well, that is always, I think, a danger, especially with regard to building construction. When we come to road construction, we should not forget about the necessity of having raw materials at hand. And we are talking about very heavy and rather cheap raw materials, which means that they are very sensitive to transportation cost. It is definitely an entrance barrier for new competitors to have available the raw materials which you need for road construction, which is asphalt mixing plants, which is gravel pits, and which is quarries. And hence, we have some companies which newly entered the German market, but I think it is no coincidence that the vast majority of these companies, some of them also stemming from Austria, they focus on building construction and they explicitly do not have the ambition to try to establish an own activity in road construction in Germany, where, of course, resources are scarce and it is very difficult to get permits for new resources. And we of course are the biggest single player, but there are many others already present in the market, and we believe that the existing raw materials networks of the existing players to a certain extent is a hurdle for new players trying to enter the market, and this is being confirmed by the behavior I see so far.
Okay, last question. You increased your focus on real estate development. What is the current investment volume that you have in the real estate development, and how would you see this investment volume to develop in the coming years?
I should probably point out that we consider real estate development projects as inventory to be sold as fast as possible, which means it's a rather fast-turning business. And my guess for the current level there is that it is about €500 million, which we permanently have, let's say, at hand as a stock, which is the ground which we need to build a project. And then we build it, and today we see even forward deals, which means that we are able to sell a project even before it is erected, which has been rather unusual in the past, but which helps to have a rather low capital employed or working capital in our real estate business. But I think €500 million is a good guess, and I expect that amount to cautiously, but to increase in the future, especially with regard to the acquisition of the remaining shares with Raiffeisen Evolution. We expect that share to be closed still in the course of this year, under the assumption that the cartel authorities will give their consent still in the course of 2016. And that again will help, as I pointed out before, to further increase this very nicely running activity.
So can we assume, let's say, €1 billion going forward, let's say 2017, 2018?
That's a lot.
That's too much.
I would feel better, let's say, with 650 or something, 650, 700, okay, something like that.
Okay.
But once the speed of rotation, the speed of, let's say, of revolving business could go up, that would of course help also to keep the figure rather low, because if you sell faster, that will help to keep the capital employed in a reasonable amount.
Yeah. But this also means that you have to develop it faster, right? You sell faster?
Not to sell faster doesn't mean to develop faster. If you sell before you have built, that is of course also of some help.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And we see that right now already.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Liam.
Next question comes from line of Norbert Kretlov of Commerzbank. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Two follow-ups on the German market, if I may. With regards to traffic infrastructure construction, I have a margin of something around maybe 1% in mind. Could you share with us your idea about what could be the pricing momentum in German infrastructure construction from the increasing order book that we are seeing at this time? And maybe as a follow-up, in terms of the input cost regarding aggregates and asphalt, I mean, I remember that asphalt has been a loss-making business for quite some time. What is the percentage of aggregates and asphalt in Starbucks German road construction operations, which is stemming from own resources, and can we compare that to the overall industry? Or to put it in other words, can we by any means quantify a potential benefit of Strabag from having a good base of aggregates and asphalt? And one follow-up on another market on the Netherlands. We've been waiting for a pickup in this market for quite some time. It seems like it's now materializing. Do you experience any positive effects here in your order book, in your pipeline?
Thank you, Mr. Kretlow. Well, you're right that for quite some time the margin, especially in the German transportation infrastructure business, was on the lower side. It is our ambition, given the market development, to develop the margin in this part of our business at least close to the overall average which we expect for the group, and that would again be 3%. That should be a feasible task given the strong increase of demand, although we will be seeing some competitors. We already have strong competitors, local competitors. We are not without competitors, but given that the strong increase on the demand side which we expect in the market, given our efforts with regard to risk management and also lean construction, we believe that it should be feasible to reach the group average also for this part in the business in special. With regard to our, let's say, own supply in raw materials, the vast majority of the asphalt which we use in Germany is coming from own resources. It is about two-thirds, let's say 62-65%, which come from own asphalt mixing plants. It is true, however, that on the concrete side, which is not that important for road construction, but plays also a role, the figure is much lower. My guess is about 10%. But the vast majority of the asphalt which we need is stemming from own resources, and we should not forget that we sell the rest, of course, about one-third is being sold to other players. But on the other hand, these are the players where we can also buy asphalt from time to time. So this is a system which is working quite nicely. With regard to the Netherlands, I do not really see a strong positive development, definitely not comparable to the German perspective. There are some projects, but we are also very cautious given the negative results which you recall out of the A15 project. So we are currently working just on one motorway project in the Netherlands because, of course, we have to make sure that the negative experience which you made until last year with the A15 project will not be repeated.
Okay, I see fingers burnt. Thanks a lot. That's very helpful, in particular for German infrastructure construction.
Thank you, Mr. Kretler.
Next question comes from line of Markus Remis of RCB. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Well, most of my questions have been answered. I mean, just regarding the entrance of new competitors, what would prevent them to buy the raw materials externally? I mean, we're hearing from your peers that that shouldn't be too much of an obstacle to purchase the raw materials needed for road construction externally. So you would be interesting.
I think it's a very simple consideration. Once the need or the demand for raw materials is increasing sharply thanks to the market development, of course there. We shall not forget that the raw material resources to a very large extent are in the hand of construction companies. And they react exactly the same as we do. Of course, they strive to increase the supply from their own resources, and hence there is less left for others.
Okay.
And if this is a general market development, which I expect to be, it is obvious that there will be less left for have-nots, if I may put it that way. Once you are in a position to offer resources to somebody who can offer you resources in a different place, that is something which works out. But once there is something in the market who hasn't anything to offer on the other side, in my eyes, it will be more difficult for him to get access to scarce resources and to increasingly scarce resources. As for somebody who on his own side has a dense network of such resources. So that's a very normal development I expect to take place.
Okay, so it's rather a shortage on the supply than squeezing the peers on in terms of pricing.
Definitely so, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, very clear. And then just lastly, taking a short term look into the fourth quarter, typically you have a lot of non-recurring effects digested just when I look back in the last couple of years. I mean, is there any help you can give us in the assessment of non-recurring items? Because just assuming there is no one-offs booked in Q4, I guess, There would be upside to consensus estimates, but anything you can help us on that in that respect?
Yeah, that's your point.
Should we expect a level between 2015 and 2014 because 2014 I think it was about 50 million of write-offs last year, closer to 80, or will it be, or do you think less than 50 million is realistic? I think sooner or later all the bad stuff should have been written off.
Well, I do not see any major effect for the fourth quarter, which would really coin this year.
Yeah.
So I expect the fourth quarter to be a more or less normal one, with the exception of the fact I pointed out before. I do expect the Raiffeisen Evolution deal to get the permit from the cartel authorities in the fourth quarter, which then would, of course, also lead for us to the payment of the purchase price. That is the one extraordinary event I till today expect for the fourth quarter. I don't see, given the difficulty is that Strabag is a project-driven industry, and as you know, we have about 15,000 projects continuously in our pipeline. And there it is very difficult to identify major single effects, because many of them even each other out. But I expect it to be a more or less normal fourth quarter, although I know that it doesn't exactly help to answer what you've asked.
Oh, that's kind of the answer I would have expected.
Okay, and I'm fine with that. Thanks, Mr. Remis.
and just a clarification. I mean, in the outlook statement, you say cash flow from investing activities will be around 360 million, which, at least compared to my numbers, looks a bit low, to be frank. And bearing in mind that it was something like 240 million. Already after 9 months. I mean, do you really mean cash flow from investing activities, or is that just the CapEx figure excluding TechGate?
This is the figure excluding TechGate. This is the normal figure which we had in mind. The TechGate figure is also shown in this line, and
yeah.
My could. Lead to the fact that the figure would become higher, but I agree with you that our initial budget on the investing side was a little higher than it probably will turn out to be the case by the year end, and there's another effect to be considered with regard to the real influence of the TechGate acquisition. It will be to a certain extent outweighed by the divestment which took place on the hydraulic engineering side. So this is a divestment which, of course, which lowers our cash flow from investing activities. As you might recall, we sold our machinery for the heavy hydraulic engineering for an amount of 70 million, and this is also shown in this line. This is a figure which is only slightly lower than the purchase price which we reported for the TechGate.
Okay, very clear. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Birtel, there are no further questions at this time. I hand back to you for closing comments.
Thank you very much for your attention, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm looking forward to talking to you again with regard to our report of the full fiscal year 2016. Thank you very much.